Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. From Philadelphia, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, Sherry, good morning. Boy, this place was rocking last night. President Barack Obama, he, of course, waking up in the White House this morning. You know, it's got to be something for you to get on the plane, fly to Philadelphia, smack the hell out of Donald Trump, get back on the plane, and go get in your own bed. That's pretty much what happened last night. It was a powerful lineup of speakers. Of course, the closer himself was the president, and he made it clear off the top there was no one more qualified to be president of the United States than Hillary Clinton.
I've come to admire, and that's why I can say with confidence, there has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Also, there was some transference last night when he called on those in the room as well as watching across the country and the world, as he said, to carry her like you carried me.
Time and again, you've picked me up. And I hope sometimes I picked you up too. And tonight, I ask you to do for Hillary Clinton what you did for me. I ask you to carry her the same way you carried me.
And he also, of course, passed the baton.
And now I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen. So this year, in this election, I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States and show the world we still believe in the promise of this great nation.
He's a good hype man, too.
Good hype man. I tell you now, look, I love me some Michelle Obama, but I still believe the best speech of the week came from Vice President Joe Biden, who opened a six-pack, a can of whoop-ass on Donald Trump.
When the middle class does well, the rich do very well, and the poor have hope. They have a way up. He has no clue about what makes America great. Actually, he has no clue, period.
Then, of course, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, yes. He came to the podium and basically said, if y'all want to see a real billionaire, look at me.
Yeah. Now, we've heard a lot of talk in this campaign about needing a leader who understands business. I couldn't agree more. I built a business, and I didn't start it with a $1 million check from my father.
And Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, of course, the VP nominee. You know he probably had the toughest job. Normally Wednesday night is the VP's night, but it was the current VP, it was the president, it was Bloomberg, but he still spoke last night. And let's just say he brought a little Mr. Rogers act to the stage.
Trump is a guy who promises a lot, but you might have noticed he's got a way of saying the same two words every time he makes his biggest, hugest promises.
Believe me. It's going to be great. Believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast. Believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns. Believe me.
The Bernie Sanders folks did try to stir a little something up, Tom. They, of course, against the TPP, the trade proposal. Of course, they were holding up signs, especially the California delegation. I don't know what they're drinking out there. Too much Red Bull or something. But they pretty much shut them down. They even tried to protest a bit on the floor. But again, when they were trying to, I was with the Young Turks, so they were saying, "Look, man, don't y'all start trying to protest with Vice President Joe Biden." And I said it again to the Bernie Sanders people. If they even thought about protesting or saying or shouting something when President Obama was up there, I'm telling you, they about to get clubbed. I'm telling you, black folks were sitting there saying, jump, Just jumped.
So many black people.
Tom, let me tell you something. I was on the floor. Louisiana delegation, North Carolina delegation was looking at standing people saying, move. If your ass ahead, is flinch some. When Obama's
like
talking.
Like the BET award, bro.
Oh, no. Not BET awards. We going back to the old Source Awards. Okay. When they had to stop the taping.
There you go.
It was
going to
be like that.
It was going to be like that. And Tom, let me shout out to all of the black in blue. It's a whole bunch of black cops around here. And so they've been great. They love watching, listen to the show. We've been taking selfies. And I will take a selfie with anybody with a big-ass gun. Just let you know. Just let you know. Because something go down, I'm going to say, Pookie, I need you to handle this.
So they tell you to take a picture. They tell you to hold the donuts while we take a selfie.
Wow.
See, they said hold is M16. So, but no, but it's been. First of all, last night was phenomenal. But tonight, of course, is the close. Hillary Clinton, yes. She has to close it. And let me tell you something. She has a tough job. What Michelle Obama on Monday. Right. Bill Clinton on Tuesday. Biden and Obama on Wednesday, man, she got to bring the funk.
So what are you looking for her to say, Roland?
What I'm looking for her, first of all, we've already heard her narrative. Clinton took care of that. I'm looking for her to be laser-like focused on tearing Donald Trump apart bit by bit and offering her vision for America. Look, her unfavorable numbers are extremely high. People don't trust her. I expect her to say, you want somebody who can do the job, who is going to fight for you, who will not leave that office. That's what I'm expecting her to say. Because, and again, that's who she is. Right. She's not the greatest schmoozer. She's not the person who's going to sit here and glad hand. She's the person who says, look, I'm ready to get to work. That's really what she should do. And again, go straight at Donald Trump. I would say this here to the Democrats. Don't play the game of I'm going to be tougher on ISIS. What she should be saying is America, small town America, inner city America, I'm not going to send your children in harm's way just for the hell of it because somebody ticked me off. That connects better than trying to out-tough Donald Trump.
Good work. Good
All
job,
right.
Roland.
All right, peeps, so it's going to be good. And, Tom, I still haven't gone to a dadgum party. I saw Alfred Liggins here last night, Radio 1 CEO. I said, man, get me some backup. I got to go do the wobble.
All right, Roland.
Function without that wobble.
Hang in there, Roland.
You know it. Last night.
You
last
did a great
night.
Job. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, and Roland's coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix.